Troopunner, version 2.0. Copyright 2003 by Daniel Zingaro and Justin Knobbenmeyer.
All right, and as you hear, we are sitting on Start Game. When you're sitting at the main menu, you can hit Control B, and I'll show you what you get when you do.
Wider, widest, normal-sized game board.
All right, as you see, you flip between three choices: normal, which is what the default is; wider, and then widest, which makes the game board itself a wider playing area. So if you've beaten the game and you think it's too easy, what you can do is widen the game board, which will actually make the game a little harder for you.
Start game.
Now, most of you will be familiar with this menu here that we're about to go into, because we're going to show you how to start a game real quick.
Arrow to the desired difficulty, then press enter. Easy. Please select a mission. Walk in space.
Lord Vector has actually tapped into your computer occasionally, and he says things to you. And here's what happens when you choose Walk in Space. Instead of getting the music, you get this.
Do you humans think you can take on my fleet and my empire? Find out. Now.
Okay, now, the ship is on my right, so I'm going to move to the right. Now, as you notice, the target sound has changed. I'm using the control key to fire. And I just keep doing this. Okay, I'm moving to the left. To the right. That sound there knows I know I've got it targeted. Now, as you're warping up, you can press the P key to pause the game. I've just pressed the P key to pause the game. So as you can tell, I've paused the game, we're not going anywhere. Okay, so you can obviously pause at this point, and the P key also resumes the game. So let's resume. Now, I'm going to show you that you can also pause the game during gameplay. Notice the music has changed. I've paused the game during gameplay. That's a new feature that's also been added, is that you can pause the game during gameplay. Kind of a nice feature. So if your hands start to get real tired or you gotta go to the bathroom, the game is paused for you. And again, the pause key will resume the game. You can also check your score from here by pressing the shift key.
5,500 points. Wave 2.
Tells you what wave you're on as well. Now, if you press the shift key twice,
5,500 points. Wave 2.
Gives it to you in just digits. Now, one of the newer features, and I'm not going to show it to you right now because I can't, because I don't have any special items, but you can hit I for items. And as you heard it do that, I have no items. But you can actually do that during the pausing of the game. So if you don't know what items you've got, you can do it during gameplay. You can also hit the I key during gameplay. But I have found that that will distract you from your game. So the best time to do that is when the game is paused. So let's resume gameplay here. There's a special item. It's targeted. I just got points. And as you can hear, I'm still just kind of
33,500 points. Wave 3.
Alright, I've paused the game, as you can tell, because we've just hit a Gorbian level. So here's what I have to do. I have to target the ships horizontally and vertically. moving to the left. Now I'm moving up and down. As you can tell, you target them horizontally and vertically. The game for just a minute. If you reach the top of the board or the bottom of the board, you heard that little that's telling me, hey, you've gone as high as you can go, buddy.
Autumn 6,400
Wave 4. Okay, I'm gonna pause the game here because I'm gonna now that I can show you. If I hit the I key.
One.
Smart bomb. I have one smart bomb. Now, when you hear it say something like, let's say you were to get super lasers, it'll say five super lasers. That means I've got five shots. And I can use them all at the same time, or I can use like one or two, hit the space bar to cancel out of that item and use my normal laser, and then use more of them later on. Now, I'm going to let this lunar lifter hit the top of the screen just to show you what may happen. So let's press the P key to unpause the game here. Okay, you heard him make orbit.
45,995 points. Wave 4.
So apparently all I lost was some points. But you don't want to lose points very often because that hurts your score. Just sitting here shooting ships. Oops. Now, what you just heard was me destroying that ship.
62,390 points. Bonus round. Guide your ship to the docking station in the center of the screen and dock it for extra points.
Okay, now. You hear the beeping. That means I'm centered. I'm using the up arrow rapidly. I'm starting to drift to the right, so I'm going to push the left arrow. Drifting to the right again. Up to the left.
Landing successful. 182,000.
Extra life.
244,390 points. Wave 5.
And as you heard, I got an extra life.
I'm surprised you've lasted this long, Yuna. you're doing much better, but still not good enough to win. Aren't you getting tired?
Okay, now I'm going to take this opportunity to end the game, but I'm going to show you one of the other nice features we've put in here. Let's say you accidentally hit the escape key during the game. Now, as you can tell, I've paused it, but anyway. Normally in the older versions, like 1.6, if you hit the escape key, you die, your game's over, you're done. Alright? But we've corrected that.
Are you certain you want to quit the game? Press enter to quit the game or any other key to resume playing.
Now, as you heard, it says, if I'm sure I want to quit, I press enter. Otherwise, press any other key to resume. Well, I want to quit. Now, granted, I haven't died yet, but this will give you a chance to hear the dying sound effect, but the game will also be over.
Try again.
Game over. Your final score is 532,050 points.